Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today is the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Pope Pius XII established the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in response to Fatima, especially Our Lady's request for devotion and consecration to her Immaculate Heart. On July 13, 1917, at Fatima, Mary showed the three little children a vision of hell, and then she said, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go." That's very scary to me, because I have loved ones who are not interested in Jesus. They're not practicing their faith, and I fear for their eternal soul. But immediately, in this vision at Fatima, Our Lady gives the remedy. She said, to save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved. That's the remedy. Devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which includes five things we must live. The first is this. Our Lady said, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my heart. Devotion means consecration. So the first thing we need to do to help our loved ones to heaven is to consecrate ourselves to Mary. Why? Well, the Holy Spirit forms Jesus in us, and the Holy Spirit does this through Mary. So give yourself totally to Our Lady. Belong entirely to her so the Holy Spirit can form Jesus in you. And the more you're like Jesus, the more you can help your loved ones to heaven. But you can also consecrate your kids and your grandkids and your family to Mary. In fact, Pope Pius XII consecrated the whole world to Mary when the Allies were being defeated on every front in World War II. And as soon as he did that, the Allies began winning decisive battles when previously they had been losing every one. It will be the same with your loved ones. So have confidence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. So the remedy to save our loved ones is devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And in this, the second step is to pray the rosary every day. But the rosary is supposed to be a meditation on the Word of God, not just saying words while our minds wander. So we need to read or hear the Word of God and then think and apply it to our lives and form a concrete resolution for the day. In fact, that's how Mary taught Dominic to pray the rosary. She told him to go village to village and gather the people, and then he would teach them a truth of the faith, and then they would pray a decade of the rosary. And he did this 5 times. That's why we do the rosary this way. And then amazingly, in the approved apparition of Quapua, Nicaragua in 1980, Our Lady gave a vision of how the rosary began and how she wanted it prayed. She instructed the visionary, Bernardo, to look up at the sky, where he saw something like a movie being played before him. In his words, he says, "After seeing the procession of martyrs, there followed a group of saints dressed in white and carrying luminous rosaries in their hands. The rosaries had extremely white beads and gave off light in various colors. It was made known to him that Saint Dominic led the procession while he carried a very large book. Dominic would read, and after listening, they would meditate. And after this period of prayer and silence, they prayed the Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the Glory Be. And when the rosary finished, Our Lady said, 'These are the first ones to whom I gave the rosary, and that is the way that I want all of you to pray.'" And later, Our Lady informed Bernardo that she was not pleased when the rosary is prayed in a rushed, mechanical way, as our minds wander in distraction. She said, "Pray the rosary. Meditate on the mysteries. Listen to the Word of God spoken in them, and put into practice the Word of God." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, the third step, to carry out devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and to help save our loved ones, is First Saturdays. At Fatima, Mary asked that we live the five first Saturdays of reparation. That means, on the first Saturday of every month, we go to Mass and receive communion, pray the rosary, and then think about the life of Jesus for 15 minutes, go to confession with the intention of making reparation to the heart of Mary. Now, Pope Benedict extended the window for confession to 20 days before and 20 days after the first Saturday. So basically, the Pope was saying, just go to confession once a month with the intention of doing it for first Saturdays. Sister Lucia, the last living visionary from Fatima, wrote something striking about first Saturdays. In her memoirs, she writes, Our Lady promised to postpone the scourge of war if this devotion is spread and practiced. We see her putting off this chastisement in the measure that efforts are being made to spread it, but I am afraid that we are not doing all that we are able, and that God, in no way satisfied, may raise the arm of his mercy and let the world be ravaged by this punishment, which will be as never before. Horrible, horrible. Our Lady made known to me that peace or war depends on the five first Saturdays along with the consecration. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The fourth way we can fulfill devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and help save our loved ones is by sacrifice. In fact, during the second apparition of the angel of Portugal to the children in the summer of 1916, they were playing around the well near Lucia's house. And suddenly, the angel appeared and asked, "What are you doing?" "Pray, pray very much. The most holy hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy on you. Offer prayers and sacrifice constantly to the Most High. For the hearts of Jesus and Mary have a mission for you." So little Lucia asked the angel, "How are we to make sacrifices?" And he replied, "Make of everything you can a sacrifice, and offer it to God as an act of reparation for sins by which he is offended and for the conversion of sinners. Above all, accept and bear with submission the sufferings which the Lord will send you." So, one of the most powerful ways to help save our loved ones is simply to accept and offer up what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. Don't waste your sufferings. Offer them up for the conversion of your loved ones, and offer them up by name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, the fifth way we help Our Lady bring our loved ones to heaven, is by building the bridge of friendship. Friendship is the bridge we build to cross over to others and help them cross back over to God. And remember, friendship is a bond between two or more people united in pursuing something greater than themselves. And it's built through shared activity. Meals, walks, reading a book out loud together, ping pong. All kinds of ways that we can do good things together. But just doing them together, it's not enough. We also have to talk while we do them. Because good conversation is an act of love. It says to the other person, I know you. I understand you. I love and care for you. And when people experience that, the walls come down, and their hearts begin to open. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I'm still really kind of blown away by the fact that Pope Pius XII was deeply affected by what Our Lady asked us to do at Fatima, and that's why he established this feast in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
He established the feast.
Talk about timing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so Fatima was closer to World War One. That was during or after?
During World War One in 1917.
Because part of the warning was that there would be a second greater war. Correct.
Precisely. Yeah.
And to have this feast day established. And then that historical moment you talked about is just chilling, because we constantly think of, well, Fatima happened and the war was predicted and the war happened and all that's kind of done and that's all just kind of taken care of. And that was all going to happen because it is what happened. But there is a world in which these things were preventable. There's a world in which things that are still going on are preventable. And it's like you said, it's like we have loved ones. We have a battle that we have to fight. And that could have looked very different had it not been for that feast, had it not been for his prayer, had it not been for Our Lady. That gives you a different perspective of our battles right now.
Yeah, she told them, if you do what I asked, a second worse war will be avoided. We didn't, and World War II happened. World War II didn't have to happen. Our Lady came and told us in 1917, do these things, and World War II will never happen.
You know, I heard a strange story a long time ago, so I don't really know the origin of it and the truth of it. Someone else might have to validate this, but I'd heard that when he was a small boy, Adolf Hitler had almost drowned. And he was saved by a Catholic priest.
I think that's true.
I had heard that story.
Now, I'm not
saying that's how it was avoided, but there's moments like that where you're like, how slightly different could history have been?
Well, the history could have been extremely different if we would have done what Our Lady asked.
Mm-hmm.
And now Our Lady is saying to us,
mm-hmm.
or let's put it this way. We didn't do what she asked. World War II happened. That's unfortunate, extremely unfortunate. I don't want it personally to be that I have loved ones who end up in hell mm-hmm. because I didn't do what I should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just talking with a friend of mine about a funny story about someone that you had directly saved, and you know who I'm talking about, but to some degree, and that not only was that person's life redirected, but they went on to have kids. And it's just incredible to see that that's multiple lives saved in this string of events that you can't really predict, but you make the next right choice.
Yes.
And we were joking. She was like, Mike's going to get to heaven and it's just going to be that one guy. And St. Peter's like, no one thought we were going to get this guy. And it's like Saving Private Ryan. It's like this great military moment and good that you couldn't even know would come from it. And they're like, you gotta let Mike in. I know he all these things, but like, look at this victory. But to think about all the other people that you still can fight for, because we just don't know. You don't know the outcome. You don't know the people that, you know, it's like, that was someone that, such a random path and such a random moment that redirected his entire life. Now, we hope that it's our specific loved ones, and we want to continue to pray for them, and along the way, keep fighting for all of those souls, and maybe we'll get to them. Maybe that will be the thing that pushes them over the edge. But you already have had victories. Keep going.
But this is exactly like Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And in this battle for the souls of our loved ones, we don't have to do it alone. This is one of the most profound things that about Archbishop Naumann creating us as a public association of the faithful. It's a special provision that the church gives so that all of us who make the choice to be members of this movement, mm-hmm. this mission, we get to pool our prayer work, joy, and suffering to be applied for the salvation of all our loved ones. It's such a tremendous gift the church gives, and it's free. All you have to do is make an act of the will. I want to join this mission, and you can do that by just clicking the link below and signing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, St. Maximilian Kolbe did this with his Militia Immaculata, and Frank Duff did it with the Legion of Mary. Our call now is to spread this movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes we don't feel like it has effect, but you don't know how we're redirecting. You just got to trust Mary.
Let's just do what we're supposed to and let God sort it out.
All we know is that she asked us to do it.
So, of those five things, consecration, daily rosary, first Saturdays of reparation, sacrifice, and friendship, what's your resolution?
I'll tell you what I can definitely do today. Good friendship in the rosary.
Very good. Well, you got that one covered every day. We'll work on you getting up for Saturday morning.
Again, still a really big fan of First Fridays. There's still noon masses on Friday.
And I'm pretty sure you could go to Saturday evening mass.
You can do 4 o'clock?
Yeah. And
well, then that's different. Now we're talking.
There's a special place for you night owls.
Midnight mass twice a year.
Midnight mass once a month. A Saturday midnight mass for all the night owls.
Oh, that would be nice.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.